Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on the Obrovs, okay? I'm Ronnie. I'm just from my normal life, but my co-host, Ben Mandelker, is from a YouTube show called Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, and also another podcast called the Game Brain Podcast. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. What's going on?
How are you, Ben?
Oh, I'm great. There's someone ringing the doorbell, and I'm saying, you know what? I'm here with Ronnie, okay? You have to wait. Whatever the package is, it's just going to have to wait for another day, okay?
Leave it, okay? Everybody, welcome to the show. Today is a very special day because it's Real Housewives of New Jersey Day, okay? And all the guys got together to play some poker, and, you know, the girls are still on vacation feeling Marge's boobs, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. In other words, it was a great episode.
Yeah.
It was super fun.
It was super
even
fun.
Not much happened.
I'm just starting it off annoyed because my mother just sent me a text that said, Hold on, let me read it so I can quote her properly. It says, call Jen and make vaccine appointment. You can use your BMI as a reason. Excuse you?
Wow.
What kind of bullshit is that?
I love that. That's some great passive aggression by your mom.
That's straight up aggression. That's not even passive aggression. That is just straight up fat shaming, okay? I'm going to just fucking get COVID now. I'm going to go walk around just licking things on the street just to spite her.
Well, I mean, you don't really smoke cigarettes that much anymore, but you used to, so you could also use that.
I'm not using anything. Like I will get a damn shot when it's time for me to get a shot. I'm not going to take it away from some desperate person who needs it. That's some bullshit. The point is, I'm being fat shamed still, and I'm in my 40s. Stop fat shaming me, okay?
That's what mothers are there for, though.
Jesus.
Okay? That's what mothers do.
Okay, so that's where I am. I'm glad I got that off my chest. That shit probably weighed about 30 pounds, mother! Okay, but here we are. We're back with the girls who are still on vacation in Lake George, the most glamorous place to vacation. Lake George.
Lake George, home of an amusement park I went to in like eighth grade. So I was very happy. I was happy for Lexi, by the way, because I don't know if this is true or not, but I think this may have been Lexi's very first time making it into a previously on, because they're like previously on, they talked about all the other stuff. And then Lexi, I forget what she's even said. She's like, you know, doctor, what they don't do is they're not talking to each other and they need to talk to each other, but no one's willing to do it. I was like, Lexi, you made it. You got a clip into the previously.
Yeah. All three of your accents made it into the previs. Congrats, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. But more importantly, we actually got the first taglines of the season, which I didn't even realize that we hadn't gotten them yet, but we hadn't. So now we have our new taglines, and it starts off with Jennifer, who goes, whoever said that money can't buy happiness clearly doesn't have my credit limit, baby.
And then Jackie, I may be cut from the different cloth, but it's top quality fabric, and my husband's not cheating on me.
All right. You know what? I renovate, I elevate, and sometimes I instigate. That was for you, Jen. That was for you. Okay.
I'm loyal, I'm lovable, I'm huggable, but don't you dare question me about my ass implants all night long like it's your fucking place when you can't even find the goddamn time to pop me one simple question after I built your dream home for you, David.
David. And I put this on our Instagram, but it was so funny because in the shots they show of Dolores with like her tagline, they just show her on the side of some sort of sailboat, like posing to take a picture, and in the background you just see industrial ass buildings, like refineries.
water tanks, factories.
Like the most Jersey landscapes. Like, oh, this is scenic. Take the picture, David.
Take the picture. I've got the Henga factory behind us, David. All right. I don't need to argue about it for 5 hours.
We have Melissa who says, I can tell you're green with envy. And honey, green is not your color. Which is annoying on many different levels.
Also, envy's ugly on
Ronnie's
everybody.
Ronnie's wearing green.
Yeah, I'm wearing
green. By the way, this is Crappens on Demand, and Ronnie is wearing green with envy right now. And I think it is his color, Melissa.
Oh, Envy. A nice little Envy plug. Just in case I wish she did that with a fake Chanel bag from Chinatown. That would have made it perfect. And then, of course,
I love that she took, it took her like 3 seasons, by the way, to work Envy into her tagline.
And then, of course, the queen pollution meatball holder, Teresa. They say it's never too late. Blink, 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 blink. To start over. Ah, starting over. Never taste it. So good at it.
And in the middle of her phrase, because last season, whatever her phrase was, in the middle of it, she goes, bang! So in this one, she goes, I'm still sweet. I don't know why, but she says, I'm still sweet. I'm like, you never were sweet. You were never sweet.
You're Teresa, okay? The closest you came to sweet was when you were on parole and afraid of doing anything on camera to go back to prison, okay? And that's not sweet. That's just behaving yourself for parole, okay?
That's medicated.
We've all been there, Teresa.
Yes, we all, well, most of us have. So then, so now we're in Lake George and we just hear Teresa. So we hear Teresa go, you want to go walking? And you just hear Jen go, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just talking like, yeah, yeah.
Then we get Marge trying to just put on really gigantic lashes that look like peacock feathers from the Hobby Lobby. Those things are humongous. Jesus, is there a Busby Berkeley show coming to town? And Dolores is just cracking up at her. And then Melissa is making kitchen in the breakfast. That's what she's making, according to these notes. She's making breakfast in the kitchen with Lexi. She's like, I'm just making scrambled eggs, making sure my sausage doesn't burn. Oh, this is so fun, making bacon and sausage. I just feel so bad for the camera crew attached to Melissa. Like, I'm the most boring person to be stuck to. You know she gave them like an hour footage doing fucking sausages, okay?
You know that. And you also, you can just sort of tell that her scrambled eggs just don't taste good. You can just see they're kind of dry.
She doesn't turn her sausages. Like, her sausages are all, like, burnt on one side, you know?
And I can't tell if this means that she only cooks breakfast when the cameras are around to show she's a good mother, or has she just gone for the past 13 or 14 years making terrible breakfast and just there's no one there to tell her otherwise. Like, she just thinks this is a good example of eggs and sausage.
I don't know. It's gross, though. So then Marge is calling Joe, and she's like, Joe, did the Dempsey get delivered, Joe? Did it even get delivered, Joe? Have you started construction? You know what I'm doing? I'm laying on my deck. We're going on a boat ride. Ow! I just got hit in the face by a bird. It was my lash. It was my lash, Joe.
And he goes, yeah, she said that they're going on a boat ride today. And he goes, really? Where are you going? She goes, Lake George. I'm like, Joe, where else are they going to go on a boat ride? They're literally at Lake George. It's like, oh, we're just going to go over to the Atlantic now. Yeah,
but doing a circle around Maui, George. Joe, all right?
It's Lake George. There's literally no other place to go. by the way, I'm going through it, Joe, because there's not a single iced coffee to be found up here. It's crazy. I don't know how I'm going to survive. So so now Melissa's like, I have a headache. And Lexi's like, we weren't so badly behaved, though, were we? And Melissa's like, well, I'm just happy that you got to have a happy girls' night instead of a shitty one. And then we just see, like, a montage of all the awful dinners they've had over the years.
Yeah, all the glassware broken over the years. And then back to Marge and Joe. She's like, you know, every time I go away, it's drama, Joe. It's drama. Okay, you know what? I've said Jackie's out here. I just wish she hadn't spread that rumor at the party. I mean, Teresa, you know, I'm trying to have a conversation with her, but now she's hyper-focused on the analogy, you know? She says get over it. You have to get over it. They both have to get over it, Joe. Am I right, Joe?
And he's just like, well, you know, Jackie has a point. Teresa has less of a point, but Teresa doesn't understand anyone's point. So what's the matter? Okay, here's the point for you, okay? Go take a shower and get the dumpster, okay? That's all I gotta say, all right? Get in the shower, Joe.
I'm gonna blow my brains out. All right, Joe. So then we go back to Melissa. And Melissa's like, I'm so sick of the drama. It's like, well, you and Jennifer squashed everything last night. She's like, yeah, well, I'm glad she said something, or it just would have been worse between me and Jennifer. God, I guess I should get on with my terrible marriage storyline now. Have you seen that Melissa's all over the blogs and newspaper? Like, my marriage is in danger.
Yeah, I have seen that. It's like,
oh, Melissa.
Literally, no one cares. Yeah, no one cares. Literally. So then Margaret enters and she's like, oh, wow, look at this breakfast. This is amazing. Are there iced coffees? I don't actually see any iced coffees, but it looks amazing otherwise. And Lexi's like, well, it was all Melissa. I just put out the plates. That's all I did was put out the plates. It's like, oh, okay. Okay, you know, I'm going to have a little tiny bit of bacon. And then Teresa comes back. She's like, hi, guys. Oh, you made us breakfast. Hi. I don't know if I would be able to deal with Teresa's voice anymore.
I love this sausage. I love sausage because it's like a penis. Sausage, it's like a penis.
And then Jennifer, of course, is like, well, you do like sausage every now and then. Ha! Ha!
Not this skinny, I don't.
And so Melissa, again, is like, I really liked dinner last night. It was so peaceful. Marge is like, oh, yeah, but you know what? I feel terrible about Jackie. I just do. I want to blow my brains out, all right? You know what? If iced coffee was a gun, I'd put it to my head right now and blow my brains out with it. Otherwise, has anybody made iced coffee on this trip? Has anybody made a goddamn iced coffee on this trip? What am I supposed to do?
I'm trying to drop hints, okay? Try to drop hints everywhere, okay? So Teresa's like,
well, I've been thinking, and I'm not going to call Jackie. I mean, she needs to apologize to me because, you know, I did apologize to her.
And then we see the flashback of her apologizing, which is,
you know what, I'm so sorry, but maybe I shouldn't have sat at the party. But you ever hear something and you say where they say that what there's smokes, there's fires? You know what I'm saying? Like, he cheated, right? Huh?
I'm like, that's not an apology, Teresa.
She didn't like my apology. She can go stick it up her ass, Dan, all right?
And Marge is like, you know what? Are you just saying she just has to move on? Is that what you're saying, Teresa?
Yeah. And you know, for her to get this upset, maybe there's fire and smokes. You know what? Maybe smoke's on fire, all right? Bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing. She has a skeleton on fire in the closet. That's what you're saying. Just saying.
So Dolores is like, well, I've seen her get it. I've seen her get this over less, okay? Jackie, I'll give you a good reason to get upset. Go home after the rumor. Ask your husband if it's true. And if he says, yeah, then, and now I'm leaving, there's a reason to be upset. And then when he leaves, if he spills some pasta on the floor and you have to pick it up, more reasons to be upset. And then if he moves into a new house and you say, you know what, I want to move into the new house with you. And he says, I don't know. First, I want to do the backyard. Then you can be upset even more. That's all I'm saying, David.
Look, I like her. She's a nice person, you know, but emotional like that, I don't have the patience for it. Oh, really? You don't like emotional people? Your best friend flipped over a table and like has not really gone uphill since. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Literally has not. The exact opposite. So Melissa's like, does anyone feel like we're beating a dead horse? I'm like, I don't know. You're the one who put envy into her tagline of this season. So if you're still trying to make that work, I don't know. Which horse are we talking about here?
She's like, we cannot spend this whole trip trying to convince Teresa she's wrong. We still haven't even convinced her math is real yet. Okay? Like, we've got better things to do. So then they're all getting ready to go out. And Teresa's just in the kitchen going, like she can't do the proper rhythm of shot.
Somewhere Frank Catania is like hiding under a table. Oh my God, shot! Frank?
I'll have it to you by Monday. All right.
I swear, I'll have the money. I'll have the money, Dolores. It's like, Frank, we're talking about alcohol shots. So, Margaret's like, she's like, I mean, it's 11 a.m. I mean, the only shots I'm ever doing at 11 a.m. is of iced coffee, but clearly not this trip, right? Because no one has an iced coffee, right? Did I miss anything? Anything? Anyone? No. And Teresa's like, well, can't we have a shot before we go? Shot.
Oh my God. It's a strawberry. It's like a dick. You know what strawberries are like? I wish I could take a strawberry and do it like this with someone. Some guy. I just need some guy to do a strawberry with like this.
And then she puts a strawberry in her mouth and does like the Lady and the Tramp thing with Dolores.
Yeah.
And
Melissa, by the way, Melissa never misses an opportunity to sort of needle her. She's like, see, you're finally learning how to live your life. Like, I mean, Melissa just is always poking with these passive aggressive little barbs about how, like, I was trying to make you have fun before, but you didn't want to have fun. And now all of a sudden you want to have fun. Like, I'm like, well, I see you, Melissa. I see what you're trying to do.
So then they get in the van and they talk about how the husbands are all going to be hanging out tonight while they're gone.
And Marge is like, you know, but my husband better not be Gorgut. And by Gorgut, I mean turned into fake marble and put onto a sink and then, you know, tried to be passed off as the real thing. Okay? Don't get Gorgut.
Listen, don't try to keep up with the Gorga. They're a different breed, okay? If you want to keep up with the Gorga, here's what you do. You go home, you ask your man if he cheated. If he says no, you say, okay, you're Gorgut, okay? And you got punked. That's how you keep up with the Gorga. I don't know what I'm saying, okay? I don't know what I'm saying right
Bill
now.
Bill enjoys being Gorgut, baby!
And then we see a clip of Bill like, as they carry him and drunk on the last vacation and put him to bed.
Ooh, I feel like the Queen of Sheba right now.
So they get to the restaurant, and this is what Melissa says about everything. Everywhere they go, the band door opens, and then Melissa just goes,
"It's so cute! It's so cute! It's the restaurant, it's so cute! Look, it's the lake! That lake is so cute!"
Words never said about envy. So, that's why it's called envy. So, Dolores is like, I'm always stiff. I think there's something wrong with me. Which is like such a Dolores thing to say after she gets out of a car.
It might be the two hams that you had surgically implanted on your back. Okay?
That could be that too.
I can't imagine why you feel stiff.
Margaret's like, wow, look how big the lake is. As if they haven't been in a house on the lake all this time. And then Dolores like, oh, look at that tiki boat in the water. That thing is rocking and rolling, sort of like Frank when he tries to get up in the middle of the night to pee. Just rocking and rolling out of that bed until he finally falls onto the floor. And I have to go in there and be like, Frank, are you on the floor again? He's like, Dolores, I'm on the floor. What do you want? I say, okay, Frank, I'll pick you up. So I have to go bring him into the bathroom. And then I wait for him to pee. And then he goes back to bed, rocking and rolling. Am I right, ladies?
It's
Am I
cute. Right?
So then Michelle Pais or Paytas or whatever is calling Teresa. And Teresa's like,
it's my friend Michelle. You remember me and her at the party?
And then we see clips of everybody meeting this Michelle girl. And she's like, she's selling my house. Hi, Michelle. I'm in Lake George. And Michelle says, you know what? I wanted to talk to you about Wednesday because you know what? We got to get it on the market. We got to get your house on the market. She's like,
it's so hard for me to sell the house because I had little daughters and my daughters and my house. I got daughters and houses.
And we see a flashback of them moving into the house when the girls were young and innocent. And then
like
Jennifer
literally putting money in the laundry. I mean, it was so cute.
It was adorable. So Jennifer's like, whose kids are going back to school? Mine have a hybrid, baby.
I've got hybrid school, bitch.
Melissa's like, they start talking about the COVID school schedules, you know, like some are in for 2 days. Some of them have virtual days. Oh, and by the way, Antonia's birthday was yesterday. So cute. She has a boyfriend. She's had him since eighth grade. And the kid was, you know, the kid was nice and everything. And Teresa's like, they ain't all nice. You know, I don't want no boys touching my daughters.
And then Melissa says, you know what was so sweet? Melania, she came up to me and said, Zia Melissa, you're so beautiful and adorable. Anyway, you and Zio Joe, you need to be nicer to Zach because he's the nicest kid and he doesn't even pressure Antonia to have sex. And everybody has sex. That is so funny, Teresa. Your daughter is such a slut. That is so adorable.
She's like, Melania? She says she ain't ready for that, all right? You know, I'm very open with my girls. Remember when I told them I was at camps for 2 years?
So then they start talking about when they lost their virginity, and Margaret's like, I had sex with my boyfriend. I was 15 when I lost my virginity, and Melissa was 18. And then we see Teresa in this new confessional look where her hair is like, it's like literally a foot above her head. It's just like a tower of hair. And she's like,
I don't talk about that. That's private when I talk about my virginity. I don't talk about that.
Joe doesn't count, right?
Melissa's like, you know what? I would rather die than talk about birds and the bees. My mother didn't. And look how I turned out. I'm like,
Well, you have a boutique. So, Melissa, which, by the way, I'm not shading people who have a boutique, but, like,
You have a fake boutique, failed boutique. That's open.
Yeah, like a failed boutique. A failed boutique. Which I'm not even shading failed boutiques either. I'm just shading Melissa.
What
I'm
are you worried about a day. Parade of boutique owners coming to take you down?
Yes, I actually am because I know
I'll get worried get about the most ben, random groups of people.
It's not that I get worried. I just don't want to deal with it. I don't like because I know it's like, Ben, I love you guys, but what you said, like when you equated her boutique with failure, that really hurt because I've got a boutique and I'm like, just not in the mood. Not in the mood these days, guys. And now I'm gonna get that email. Yeah. So Melissa doesn't miss her kids right now because she's been around them too much in the pandemic. And then Dolores is like, you know, there was a time in my life when I couldn't leave my men because I was afraid they'd cheat on me if I left. But it turns out they cheated on me when I stayed. So who knew?
Yeah. And Melissa's like, yeah, you know, Joe really puts the fear of God in me when I go out. It's like, oh, you're going to go out with your friends? Okay, I guess I'll go out too. I'm like, well, that's pretty fucked up, but you are married to Joe Gorga.
It is. So. Yeah, exactly. But you know what? She turned out great. She turned out great. She made great choices. So Jen is like, this is surprising to me, baby, because if I tell you one thing, if Bill's gonna go out, I'm just like, hey, have a great time. Text me when you're back, baby.
And Melissa's like, oh, Marge knows how bad it is. I text her all the time about it. And she's like, oh, you know what? He goes crazy. I bet that in text once. It's just crazy. And Jen's like, you know what? If you're in a healthy marriage, you should have trust, okay? And Teresa says, yeah, me and my brother, I saw my brother out with his friends, and he wasn't doing nothing, right? And so someone said, let's go to a strip club. And I was like, all right. And then, you know what? Mel must tracked it in him on the phone because then she called right away.
And Melissa's like, you know, I asked Joe, where are you? And he said, I'm with my sister. And I said, that's good. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, talk to Teresa. And Dolores goes, oh, what a pussy. What a pussy.
So she asked Teresa, and Teresa didn't tell her, you know, because she didn't want to rat out her brother. So Melissa's like, how about Teresa, next time you just go anywhere that he wants, but not a strip club. Is that fair? Is that a fair thing to agree on? So they go to a boat. Well, not really a boat. A floating pallet.
I shouldn't be a live episode waiting. And it's, you know, because when you're in Lake George, nothing speaks to the Hawaiian tiki experience like being in the middle of the Adirondacks in upstate New York on a little tiki boat
going on a water, Costco pallet,
which actually looks fun on a Costco pallet.
Yeah. So they get on. They're like, we need to drink. We're ladies who party. Okay. And Melissa's like, we want to see your new titties, Marge. Show us your titties. And the captain's like, awesome.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So yeah, they're sailing around. There's like a steamboat. There's a random steamboat that just like honks at them. It's like waving and all this stuff. And then Dolores is like, guys, I have an idea. Let's walk from one end of the boat to the other and back again for the next 2 hours. It's so much fun. Trust me. Okay. You don't like that? Okay. Here's a better idea. Teresa, you're going to get your brother back for making you lie. Okay. That's what we're going to do, Teresa. Okay. You should call him and tell him that Melissa's talking to a guy. It'll be hilarious.
They're all like, yeah, that's a great idea. It's a great idea. And Jen's like, are we really going to play a prank on someone about cheating after everything we're going through right now? Baby!
Which is
such a good point, yeah. So Teresa's like,
It made me so sad just because the trailers showed this happening, except we didn't realize it was a prank. And I was like, damn it. I was hoping this was a real thing that was happening.
I know, but alas, it's just a prank. So Teresa calls and she texts him. She's like,
I just wanted to let you know that last night the owner of a restaurant asked Melissa for her number, and they've been texting all day. I mean, don't tell her I sent you this text and then delete it and then burn your phone and then step on it and throw it in the trash can. All right. Bing, 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 bing.
Did anyone else, and by anyone else, I mean Ronnie, because you're the only one here, but anyone who might be listening, did anyone else feel like this was an insight into Teresa's MO, by the way? Like, don't tell her I told you and delete this text after you read it.
Of course.
To me, I was like the fact that that was like just, that was part of the lie, but it was part of the lie to make it seem like it was something real. It was something to create authenticity in this interaction made me believe that this is actually something that Teresa does a lot. Don't tell.
Honey.
Don't tell.
They went to prison. You know? Her and her husband went to prison, yeah, and their phone records were subpoenaed. And this woman still doesn't understand what iCloud means.
I just feel like it's like we all knew, but actually seeing it in action is like, aha, you are like, you know how to lie, right? So,
still get caught later. Still don't know what iCloud means, but that's okay, Teresa. It's okay.
It's a cloud made of eyes, because that cloud sees me.
Why that cloud looking at me? Stop looking at me, and if you heard that message, you better delete it, all right, cloud? Blink, 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 blink.
Well, it's like saying, I'm at home, but you say, I, cloud.
Oh, it's just a different kind of reason.
Anyway, so Joe, of course, starts to freak out. He's like, why is she texting him? Call me. So Teresa calls Joe. And at this point, I thought it was going to be like, just kidding. But now Teresa, like, goes in on the lie. And she does it really well, to the point that, like, okay, yeah, this is someone who, you know.
Yeah, she really does. And he tells her, listen, I'm in the car with the kids right now, right? Which, you don't ever do this. I mean, do these people not have the ID channel in New Jersey? Because, like, every plot is that. It's like, the husband found out the wife was cheating, and now the family is under a bridge, or whatever. You know, I just, like, started getting I don't think Joe would ever kill his family, but I've watched a lot of murder mystery things, you know, with the dad, like, going crazy lately, especially, because they're very popular right now. It's, like, a very popular thing in pop culture, fathers who kill the whole family, or whatever. So I've seen all those documentaries, and I was like, maybe don't tell him this when he's driving in the car, okay? This is the conversation you call him with in the strip club. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So she's telling him, she's like,
well, it was so nice, and the food was so nice, and the restaurant was beautiful, and this guy was really cute at it, and then I kind of wanted to talk to him, but then, like, she walked up, and then he kept on freaking going up to her, and, like, she kept on smiling, like, hi, and, like, what's your name? I'm Marisa, I'm a slut, blah, blah, blah.
And he's like, you know, ba-ba-da-ba-da, let's go, in Italian. And he was saying, was she dancing in front of him, in front of everyone? And she's like,
you know what? What did they say? What did they say? You know what? I wasn't in the conversation, so I don't know what they said. But then they took a walk into the bushes, all right? And then I don't know what was happening in the bushes, but we heard a lot of, and then, you know, a bra flew out, you know what? And then a fake nail that matched Teresa's nails flew out, and then, like, a piece of her weave and stuff, and I was like, should I help her? And then she came out with something that looked like bruises all over her neck, stickies or whatever, and I was like, wow, this is too detailed, ma'am.
And then he said, hey, I know you. You used to work at that strip club, right? And she said, me? I was never a stripper. He goes, no, I was your biggest client. You gave me so many lap dances. And she said, no, never. Okay, I admit it. I was a stripper. Yeah, she said all of those things. Yeah.
And then he said, nice to have sex with you, stupid lady who cares about herself more than her sister-in-law. Guess what? Jackie's husband's cheating on it. There. It's at the gym, all right?
Yeah, and then she told him, you know what, my favorite sexual movies is doing a guy while also getting sprinkle cookies to piss off her great sister-in-laws. That's her favorite sexual moves.
Yeah, she's going in a little too much, and Melissa's like,
just going a little too far. Now, I was wondering, this is the thing I was wondering about, because I think there's been some murmurs of, did Teresa make up this rumor, or is she repeating the rumor? And I don't know if this scene exonerates her or implicates her, because this shows that she is quite adept at lying, and she's willing to do it, and she always plays dumb, but she can really lie well. But then if you look at the way she, which makes you think that, yes, there's a good chance she made up the rumor. But then if you watch her spread the rumor, it's so lacking in the finesse of this lie. It's like,
I heard he did stuff. I heard stuff in gyms and parking car
bird in the sky, iCloud. You're like, ooh, that was so clunky that maybe she was, maybe she did hear it. Not that it matters.
Right, because if she was lying, she would have like sudden detail on everything.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh. So, well, first of all, the rumor was going around. I don't think it's the issue that the rumor wasn't there or that Teresa's, I mean, I know on the show it's that Teresa made it up, but the rumors were on the blogs last season. I mean, those rumors have been around. They've been, you know, someone sent a text saying, you know how they are. It's like, this person is, we're not going to say who this person is, but we'll print their text on Dumois or whatever. I'm not saying it was Dumois, but whatever it was. And so those rumors were going around. The thing is that Teresa like decided, oh, okay, I don't like Jackie, so I'm going to go on camera and repeat these blog rumors or whatever, right? At least that's how I'm understanding it.
I think so, because I think clearly based on the awkwardness in which she relayed the rumor, it was clear that she had to have read it, which meant that she only got like every few details. Like,
it was Jim and car and
like she could only see the things that were hyperlinked or something. Yeah. Like the words that were hyperlinked.
She's like, April in 1999 cheated, dick sucking. More stories you may enjoy.
Yeah.
Google ad. Google ad.
And Marge is like, you know, I never thought I'd say this, but Teresa, G-Dice, it's a genius. All right. You know, and she's the best pathological liar I've ever known. I mean, I was mesmerized.
She's not the best pathological liar. She went to prison, okay?
She is. She went to prison, exactly.
I hate when people say, like, wow, that guy's a mastermind criminal, and he's, like, sitting behind bars.
Yeah. So Joe just keeps asking questions like, did she see them? Did she lose sight of them? And she's like,
no, I didn't keep my eye on them. Like, I'm going to go follow them, you know? Like, why am I going to do that, you know? So, you know, I'm not trying to cause any problems. And he's like, oh, man, let me just say something really cliche Italian. Mamma mia!
You never know, right? Mamma mia! And she goes,
oh, wait, she's back. Hi, Melissa. Joe.
And he doesn't know if he's supposed to hang up and pretend they weren't on the phone or what, you know? So he's quiet. And she goes,
Joe, you've been punked in it, Joe. Punked.
So, so he's like, you guys are corny, okay? That was great. You guys are morons. You guys are corny, okay? I'm gonna release an inspirational quote about this. If you think you're getting punked, you might be getting punked, but the real punk is the punk who did it to you, because every day should be praised, because you never know when it's the last one, because you might get punked. It's like, oh, you should have stopped that sentence a long time ago.
I had to move my pointing finger down and down as that sentence got longer on this meme. Because you know,
his little sayings always go one phrase too long.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, Joe Gorga. Joe Gorga's inspirational quotes. So Marge is like, Tree will get the Academy Award. Are they remaking Monster? Like, what the hell?
So then, like, you're a good sport, Joe. You're a good sport.
And Melissa's what? You've got no faith in me, Joe? Not cute, Joe. Not cute. Okay.
So now they get back in the van, and Melissa's like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm very nauseous, so don't talk to me. I'm like, how do you think I feel when I watch your scenes? So then they're all kind of like passed out in this van. And then they get out of the van, and Teresa's now like, she's basically channeling Lindsay from Summer House. She's like,
Rosé all day. How many sandwiches have you made me? Rosé all day.
And then Melissa wackily trips and falls on the couch, and Teresa has to find the wine opener because we're drinking, we party, all right? And Melissa's like, you used to make little tea bags, and now you're just like getting tea packed all the time. You went from like a good lady to a whore. Yeah. Hey, Marge, show me your boobies, Marge. Show them to me. And she just like pulls down Marge's dress or whatever. And Marge is just standing there like, all right, you know what? Go ahead. Touch them. All right.
Yeah. I call this one Joe Jr. and this one Ice Coffee Jr. My two favorite things in my chest.
And you know what I told both of them this morning? I said, call the dumpster. All right, so don't forget. Don't forget to call the dumpster.
Call the dumpster. All right. Call the dumpster. Let's order food in last night. Since we're not near any major oceans, let's get sushi. Okay, let's get some sushi. So now they're all like in their rooms hanging out, and Dolores is just hanging out on her bed, and Jen's like, "Hey, you're decent in there, huh, baby.
You look like you're naked in there, baby."
So she goes in to talk to her while Melissa is calling Joe. He's like, "What do you want?" She's like, "Oh my God, you really believed her. You believed her so much you were speaking Italian, Joe." And he's like, "I was with the kids. I didn't, you know what? I didn't want him to know the mom's a dirty tramp." Right?
Yeah. So then Jen's like, "You know what, Dolores? I had a big breakthrough baby with Melissa." "Yeah, well, that's what adults do, you know? They bury the hatchet, and then they move in with the hatchet, and then they live with the hatchet, and then they wait for the hatchet to propose to them. And then the hatchet moves out. And then you say, 'So, hatchet, can I get a commitment?' And the hatchet says, 'First, let's do the backyard.' And I say, 'Great, I'm going to do my butt.' And then the hatchet says, 'Why'd you do your butt?' And I say, 'Because you didn't ask me, hatchet. That's what adults do."
And then they let your son move in with hatchet because God forbid you should get to spend any time with your son or the man who should be your fiancé. You know what? Not getting a ring from hatchet. That's it. That's what adults do. All right, Jen?
That's what adults do.
So then we go to we cut back to Melissa and Joe talking, and she's like, "I know it's upsetting for her, but you know, poor Jackie, but you guys are still going to hang out, right? I mean, you're going to call Evan, right, to hang out?" And he's like, "I texted Evan, and he said he's busy."
"He's busy. He had to go to the gym again. I don't know. So she's like, I want you girls to make up because you're just little women, you know, with your little insignificant issues. You know what I'm saying?
So then back to Jen. Jen's like, "Well, we all met Michelle." And Dolores is like, "I know her. All right. You know what? When I was selling David's house, she just showed up for the open house. Very nice." And I was like, "Ooh, Dolores very hates nice. This girl.
Very nice."
Dolores hates Whenever this Dolores girl.
Is very nice.
Yeah. She said, just the way she said it, like, "When we were selling David's house, we had an open house and she showed up."
Very nice. She's a very nice person for being a terrible person.
Yeah.
Doesn't bury the hatchet, I'll say you that much. So Jennifer's like, "Well, when I was talking to her at Jackie's party, she told me about Joe owing her husband some money." And I was like, in my mind, I was like, "Which Joe are we talking about? Because there's like five Joes on this show."
I know.
So I was like, please give me some visual cues.
It's got to be terrifying to be named Joe in Jersey and then being pulled over. Because like, you could go down for crimes that any other Joe has done, you know? Very easily confused.
Literally average Joe. So now we get a flashback of Michelle talking to Jen and saying, "Yeah, so Joe Gorga owes my husband tens of thousands of dollars. They did an event together and he didn't give him the money."
Yeah. She's like, should I go to Tree? And Dolores is like, "Wow, a lot of bombs being dropped at this party, huh? God, parking lot party brings out the bombs." And she goes, "Yeah." And then she said her husband did some kind of motivational speech at Growing with Gorga. Which is hilarious to hear someone say that out loud. Growing with Gorga.
Growing with Gorga. He does a lot of growing in certain parts of his body.
And so, why would you call it growing with Gorga when you're like 5 feet tall? And listen, I hate short shaming people. It's just an odd title. And then we see clip of this guy like,
"Everyone, I would like to now give a rock star welcome to Mr. Joey Gorga."
I'm like, this guy gets paid tens of thousands of dollars to do that? No.
I know. That's what I was wondering. I was like, is this the best your MC could do? Mr. Jonathan Steingrabber?
Yeah, that guy wouldn't even be able to like motivate people to get up and do karaoke. Okay. He's bad at his job. Okay. I'm standing up for Joe. I wouldn't pay him either.
Yeah, I will stand up for Joe. So, Jennifer's like, "You know, normally I wouldn't want to give in to idle gossip, but this isn't the first time I've heard shit about Joe. He recently posted about this amazing kitchen renovation." And the person who actually did it called him out and said, "He did the kitchen renovation with a pizza bagel." If you're willing to lie about the kitchen renovation, what else are you willing to lie about, mister?
And isn't that such a Jersey thing to say?
If you can lie about kitchen renovations, what else can you lie about?
I know. That's exactly. Exactly. So she's like, do I tell Melissa? I mean, we just made up.
By the way, this story that Jen is telling was so fucking funny last year. Joe's Instagram, he posts all these things for Growing with Gorga.
Oh, yes.
Remember when he was charging like 10 to 50. I mean, it was like an astronomical amount of money to go to these Growing with Gorga seminars to teach you how to like flip houses or whatever. So then he starts posting all these before and afters and getting all these followers. And people are like, holy shit, that's an amazing kitchen. And he's like, yeah, look at that. Double islands. And then some dude is like, this is verifiably my house. He did not do this work.
Yeah, that was a fucking
show. I'm telling you.
So you know what? Here's the problem. If this woman goes and tells somebody that she told you and then you didn't tell Melissa, you're not a good friend, okay? And let me say this. If it's being said about Frank Catania, I'd like to know. I'd like to know what's going on. What's that? He was just disbarred? How old is this news? 4 years old? Okay. Okay.
Just be careful how you say it, Jen. And Jen's like, oh, God. This moment has been brought to you by Joe Gorga, Inspirational Quotes.
There's only one person you spend your whole life with, and that is yourself, period, if way too close to it. If you ain't okay with you, then there's an issue, in all caps.
And this is his look. He's like...
I'm just thinking, by the way, as you were saying that, I was just thinking about the last thing that Dolores said where she tells Jennifer, like, you know, just watch how you say it. Because, you know, Jennifer was originally planning to be like, hey, Melissa, I heard about what happened with Michelle's husband and you on $10,000. What do you got to say about it, baby? It's like, don't say it like that.
Well, Dolores never has a problem with the actual bad thing that's been done. She only has a problem with how you confront the person about it. I mean, it's always it's like consistently her thing. It's not Teresa's fault. Teresa saying something wasn't great in Dolores' eyes about Jackie, but the real problem was how Jackie handled it with Teresa. It wasn't that Teresa started it. It's that Jackie handled it badly.
Exactly.
Consistency. So
now we go back over to New Jersey, and Joe Gorga is getting the place ready for poker night. So the guys start coming in. First we have Joe Bonino. He's like, Joey! And then Bill Saunders is like, poker night with the boys. Ooh, can't wait for this one. It's going to be a full house.
I can tell that Joe did this house. Now, this is a house that I can tell Joe did. First, we know about the fake countertops that are trying to look like marble. And then this has the same lamplighter. I think they're called lamplighter shapes. Tiles that are in the kitchen in Lake George. Everybody loves those in Jersey, those lamplighter shapes, but these are mirrored. And then he's got floor tiles on the wall going up vertically. And I was like, okay, this I believe. I believe this is a Gorga renovation. Okay, got me here.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. So Bill comes in, and Bill's also, now his whole thing is he's also trying to fit in with the guys more by trying to talk more Jersey. He goes, because he has like a bottle of wine or something, and he goes, here's something for you to enjoy. He's like trying to be like, he's like,
Oh, forget about it.
It's a devilish time we're going to have tonight.
And I'll say joke about like, do you miss your wife? And Bill's like, of course I do. So they've all got some sushi, and Joe's like, all right, who's going to eat some wasabi, all right? Who's not going to be a pussy? Who's going to eat some wasabi, all right? Because only a guy with balls going to eat some wasabi, all right? Who's going to do it? Who's going to do it?
Dolores, I'll do it, Dolores. Okay, give me the wasabi. Okay, Dolores, give it to me. Okay, what is this stuff? Okay, it's like green. What is this? Like green snot? I'm going to have it. Oh, my God, my sinus is Dolores.
I don't need you shoving anything down my mouth, all right? Go get... But he gets it shoved down his mouth, and Bill's like, give it 10 seconds. It'll really clean those sinuses right up. Only hurts at first.
Open wide, big boy.
Relax. Relax.
I like some wasabi. It brings a tear to my eye and tickles a little bit.
Oh, Frank, your eyes are watering. Do you need a pillow to bite? So, Frank's like, all right, between me's and you's, I'm going to be Thaddeus, all right? Yeah. Here's me's, you's, Thaddeus. It's like, this guy has more S's than me, and I'm as gay as you get. Everything's plural to Frank.
All right, I have a question. All right, welcome to Frank's talk show. All right, have any of your wives breached the subject of bringing home another woman? Anybody? Yes, toast. Let's toast. Okay, let's toast. Good question. All right, you. Next question. Let's play. All right, cheers to boring lives.
They're like, no. He's like, all right, then you're boring. All right, and Joe's like, all right, guys. You know what? I've been faking my night. All right, here's what's really going on. Today, I get a call from my sister, you know, to go out to dinner, and supposedly the owner of the restaurant's hitting on Melissa, right? And then today, she said all day she's been flirting with her, and Bill's like,
I would see blood in my eyes.
I would be livid, absolutely livid.
I would be furious. Was he shirtless?
What was this guy like? I need details. Do you have pictures?
My heart would be racing. I'd be inconsolable.
And Joe's like, listen, I'm about to cry right now, you know? But the bottom line is I got fucking punked.
Oh, I knew that beard was fake. I knew it. Tear it off, baby.
No, I'm talking about Melissa. This is real.
Oh, that was an intentional choice. Okay.
And Frank's like, oh, they played a joke on you? And he's like, Joe's like, yeah, that hit cheers to no woman ever going to cheat on this guy, huh?
Gentlemen, do you think the girls are having as good of a time as we are? Just four bros hanging out in a basement in dark, confined spaces, drinking, exploring themselves, having unforgettable memories amongst each other's company.
Benigno's like, nah, they're going to be arguing about Jackie and Teresa. You know what? What exactly is the rumors? You know, I heard on Faithfuls, there's one girl, there's two girls. You know, how many S's do you want in this sentence? I can keep going. And Bill's like, well, you know, I think that Frank just wants to know if she's available for a threesome.
Who's going to volunteer to be number three?
And Benigno's like, to be honest, I've heard the same. All right. And they're like, whoa, what?
And Bill's like, ooh, naughty, naughty. Do you tell? Are you going to reveal your sources?
And he's like, you know what? At any given moment, there's like 10 girls in my house and none of them talk quietly. Okay. Do you know how much you can overhear when you're trying to get women iced coffee and you don't even know how to make it? Wow, you've taken a lot of information.
So I'm just sitting there, innocently standing on the stoop, waiting for a dumpster to be delivered. And I hear, quack, 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 quack. So do you think this is where the rumor came from? Because now I'm suspicious. So Joe's saying that he's in Marge's house hearing Marge and all her friends talk, and he hears about the rumor. And then Teresa hears about the rumor, assuming that's the timeline, unless they were talking about it after. But I was like,
If the rumor was in the blogs, as you were saying, then I'm sure, because all these women read the blogs, so I'm sure they were talking about it at some point. And they may have heard it from, Teresa may have heard it from those women, or that she may have gotten it from the blog or from other people, but, you know.
Yeah,
they all, it was out I don't there, know yeah. where the, I don't know what the origin is. I don't know what the origin is.
Yeah. So, but I was actually expecting a real answer from you, Ben. I'm disappointed.
Well, you know, I'm always going to give a real answer to any hypothetical question.
Like, I really thought you actually knew.
What's the deal
knew.
With bulletin boards? And I'm like, well, actually, you know, the funny thing with bulletin boards is that they're very useful. And I think that they're really important to have. And you're like, Ben, it was a joke question.
I was fucking with you, bro.
You got punked, Ben. So Gorka's like, well, whoa. Maybe Margaret's heard this rumor before. Whoa. I'm like, so? If she heard it before, she didn't repeat it like your idiot sister.
Yeah, exactly. So Frank's like, you know what? Look, there's rumors. And the only one who knows the truth is Evan, the girl he banged, and God, who watched him bang this girl. You know, but the men, you know, when we go out, I can say this. Evan never, ever, ever looks at another woman or looks like he's going to cheat. Okay.
Never. I can say that for now. For good. Never.
Wow. Yeah. And then the scene ends with Joe Gorga trying to shove a tequila worm down Frank's mouth.
Yeah, that's so Gorga. He's always making everybody. I dare you. What are you, pussy? And they all do a shot to Evan being faithful. So then, back at the old cabin, Lexi's like, "I'm not wearing big earrings because even my ears are tired, Marge."
Yeah, and she's unpacking all the takeout or the delivery food. I'm like, I have to really articulate that it was delivery, not takeout. But she's unpacking it all, and she's like, "That one is the pad thai," and I'm like, and then they're like all eating sushi. I'm like, is this? I'm concerned about sushi and Japan. I guess maybe it's one of those like places that just is like a little bit of taste of all of Asia. But of course, this is what I would focus on, that they have pad thai and sushi from the same restaurant.
Oh, yeah, anyway, that happens. You don't ever get noodles and sushi from the same place.
No,
I realized, you have to specify double bag. Please put them in separate bags, because a lot of times they'll put the noodles on the bottom and the sushi on top. And then, you get some warm raw tuna. That's not good.
Yeah, I realized this literally as soon as I was saying it. I was like, this is actually extremely normal. But now I've already started talking, so I have to see it through in some fashion, and I'll just have to accept that I look like an asshole.
So Melissa and Marge, so many restaurants. Now the Restaurant Owners Association of America are going to be coming after you later, Ben.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get some angry emails.
Dear Ben, I'm a restaurant owner, and I used to like you, but I will have you know, there can be sushi and noodles at the same restaurant, man. Okay.
It'll be the Emily in Paris controversy all over again. I can't watch that show because they talk badly about a restaurant in Chicago. So Teresa's like, she's like, I'm excited for sushi. And then Melissa's saying, oh, I miss Jackie. So she and Margaret decide to check in on Jackie with a phone call. So they call and they're like, we miss you. We miss your silly face. And Jackie's like, oh, you know, I miss you guys too. And, you know, I got to do what's right for my family, you know. That's, you know, and right now, Evan is he's very disgusted. And, you know, he works in finance and it hurts his reputation. And he's very hurt by all this. Oh, are you?
Have you ever seen any movie about finance? Like, seriously,
the most respected field with the most stand up gentleman in all of America.
Most Bible goers than any other field. Finance.
They always do what's right, not only by themselves and their family, but also for the average Joe, the true average Joe on the street. That's, you know what? No cocaine and strippers for them. They just care about helping the world.
They love Coca-Cola and people who put on their clothes for a living, okay?
Giving. That's what they like to say. You know what they like to say? Greed is bad. Greed is bad. You ever see that movie, The Very Nice Person of Wall Street? I love that one. It's a great Scorsese movie.
Thousands, the television show. Wow, it's just about
thousands. Wall Street, which, as we all know, is about someone who works very hard in life and earns some money and then lives in a humble house in the Lower East Side.
Okay, so she's like, all I need for Teresa to do is to clear Evan's name. Let her know that if she wants to call Evan and just let him know it was total bullshit, then everything will be okay. And Marge is like, that's no small request, okay? Is that all he needs? Would he like me to have God stop growing hair on his back too? Because maybe I could get that done as well. All right, any other crazy requests?
And Melissa's like, okay, you know it would be really cute? Okay, if you want to say to her like something like, listen, Teresa, I'm sorry about the bad analogy that I used. And she's like, oh, no, 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 no. Melissa, there is nothing in the world that I'm sorry about. Like, I need her to understand that saying words about someone you love and who it works in finance is really hurtful, okay? You could have made it right, but you kept digging in, okay? And he is an innocent man who works in finance. You don't understand how a rumor on a reality show that all the men in the world of finance watch, how it could ruin him, okay?
And Marge is like, you know what? All right, Jackie, we'll talk to you later. We're going to do our best. You know what, Melissa? I'll tell you what it is. Evan is the one who's upset about this. Yes. 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 Well done. Well sussed. And she's like,
powers of deduction are strong on this show.
She goes, Jackie might as well ask for the moon on a stick.
I'll give you the moons on a stick. Hold on. Bending over.
So
that's what I want. When I go out tonight, someone give me the stick. I'll be the moons.
Teresa goes,
Come on. You gotta come inside. The dinner's getting cold.
And Marge goes, sushi's always cold, Teresa.
Who did you sue?
So... All right, guess what? We called Jackie. She has a nice coffee. Everything's okay. Oh, yeah? How's she doing? Well, you know, she wasn't crying, so, but she was heated. And, you know, Evan's very upset. You know, he works in finance, so he gets very upset about these things. You know how it is.
He's very upset. He's in finance. And Teresa's like, oh, my God. You know what? I went into the bank. You know what they got over there? They said, Teresa, tell her. Teresa, tell her. Teresa, tell her. Everyone there is a teller, all right? So you're going to get mad at me?
It's not my fault that he's upset with Nancy. I mean, look, he's always saying, financy, financy.
You know what? A guy who still can't find Nancy after all these years is probably bad at his job anyways. All right?
Well, you should be talking to his Nancy. That's the one he's probably seeing at the gym. You know, he's like, find Nancy, it's time to go to the gym. It's not my fault.
Oh, God. And Teresa's like, but if he's not doing anything, and Marge is like, you know what, Teresa, it's a different kind of business. All right, you know, do we understand why she's upset? She's like,
yeah, because she got no backbone and she's weak. And maybe she got an inkling that is true, all right? For someone to be acting like this is out of control.
I never in my life experienced this. Like, when someone said to me, I'd be like, yeah, okay, about Joe, because I was like, Joe, my marriage.
And then Margaret's like, okay, FYI, her husband was cheating on her, okay? And she was not calm about it at all. It's like, you heard yelling at Kim D. They always show the Kim D clip, like,
get out of my face, you stupid hell.
You got proof? You got pictures, hey? You got Donna? You got Donna?
Yeah. So then she goes,
if a husband's not cheating, have the fucking balls and say, my husband's not cheating, go fuck yourself.
It's like, do you remember the first episode?
And Marge goes, she how did you actually say that.
Huh?
You know what? You better shut up to this. I'm tired of this. I swear to God. I'm going to blow my casket, all right?
Wow, she must really be horny, huh? So they're like, casket. I was actually surprised they all caught that. They're like, casket, casket.
They start cracking up.
Don't you mean a casket? Yeah.
And you know, Cameron Westcott's at home like, what'd she say wrong?
Why did they correct her like that? That wasn't nice. Mm-hmm. It was very cathartic.
You shouldn't so, host a party and correct people.
It's belittling. So... Teresa's like,
you know, I'm tired of this. Really, guys? Like, you just said that. You know what? Fuck Jackie. I'm not ever going to tell her anything else ever again. She's too weak for me.
Because that's the whole thing with Teresa and Dolores is weakness. They do not like women who are weak. That's Dolores' big thing, too, right?
Well, I would say that this is not Jackie being weak at all. Jackie told her to go fuck herself, and then she turned it around on Teresa and made her so crazy. So I don't know that this is the time to be calling Jackie weak.
No, Teresa's just spinning it that way so that way she can, like, reconcile, you know, her hideous behavior.
And Marge is like, you know, but all you need, all they need him to say is that when you heard this rumor, there's no proof. She's like,
weak, weak.
And Melissa's like, you know what? Teresa says, I'm not sure if she's implying they made the rumor up, but you know what? I heard it, all right? I heard it, all right? If you don't like it, too fucking bad. And when she apologizes to me about my daughter, I'll call her husband.
And Melissa's like, see. And Dolores goes, I'm not sure she's going to do that. Sorry.
No, Dolores actually goes, she'll have no problem.
Oh, I'm sure she'll
do that. She'll have no problem calling Gia. And Melissa goes, no, she's absolutely not going to do that. And Dolores goes, what? Come on. If it could rectify anything, why wouldn't she do it?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
She's sorry. Like,
well, I mean, Dolores is not totally crazy there. If the most important thing is clearing her husband's name, then, you know, like, it's like, why aren't you going to every length to do it? But I also think that
Jackie is totally within her rights to be like, I'm not fucking apologizing to that wench.
Yeah. So she made an analogy. There's nothing to apologize for. She said, Teresa, I'm just saying, what if I said someone was saying this about your daughter? Teresa's just using it to give herself some fuel.
Yeah. And Melissa says, like, you know, Jackie's the one who got fucked, and somehow she's the one who has to apologize, you know? And then Teresa's like, it's like a broken record. Like, call my husband and make it better. Call my husband, make it better. And Melissa's like, well, you were 100% wrong for saying it at the party instead of just telling her. And she's,
well, I told my friends and I told my sister-in-laws and the caterer and the valet. And, you know, I called up the local news. That's it. That's all I called.
Yeah. And Jen's like, yeah, but more people heard it, baby.
And she's like, all right, you know what? I'm leaving. You use twos, threes, fours, sevens, nines, ones. All right? You're all assholes. Go fuck yourselves. All right? I'm serious.
So she goes off, and then Melissa goes after her. Goes,
no, I don't want to talk to you. Shut up. All five of you's against me. I'm over it, huh?
So then... So now Marge is just talking to Lexi and saying how like, you know, ultimately Teresa did something wrong, but Jackie made the situation worse. And Dolores, out of nowhere, Dolores suddenly has glasses on and she's standing up. She goes, you know what? I'm upset at Teresa. What the fuck did I do? You know what I mean? Because this is like also a classic Dolores thing, which is that there's like a shred of something in a larger fight that she like pings with her. And then she's like, now I'm mad too. What are you trying to say about me? It was like last season when Melissa said that Jackie saves her money, and Dolores is like, so you're saying I don't save my money? Huh?
Yeah, yeah. So for my children, what do you think, that we don't save money for our children? That was a big, it's always about the children, you know? They always yeah. find a way to root it around their children. So Melissa's like, listen, Teresa, we're trying to bring two people back together, and you're the one in front of us. You know, if Jackie was here, she'd be mad too. We're just trying to make amends. And she's like, well, you know what? The only man who can make amends is God, all right? That's it. And Melissa's like, I'm sick of this. You know what? I don't come on girls' trips to do this shit. She, like, they either need to find a way to get it together, or we're never going to hang out again. And Teresa goes, I'm sick and tired of her making us fight.
She's making you guys fight. All right, you know what? Let's have s'mores. It's the next best thing to iced coffee, okay? All right, let's get... Okay, everyone put on your sweatshirts. We're really trying to make this tie-dye sweatshirt a thing, so everyone put on your sweatshirts, okay? Here we go. Lexi, come on. Come on, go. Lexi, go. She just starts bossing around Lexi.
How crazy is it?
This is Joseph's.
How crazy is it that it's like twice in a week that we're all subjected to tie-dye hoodies? Because wasn't this like the Jason Sudeikis thing on the Golden Globes that everybody's going crazy about? It's like the same sweatshirt.
I don't
sweatshirt.
Know. I didn't watch that. I heard that something happened with Jason Sudeikis where someone was like, wrap it up. I didn't watch that.
Oh, he was wearing a tie-dyed hoodie. Like, he showed up in a tie-dyed hoodie and everyone was making fun of him. But it turns out it was like his sister's company that he was just supporting. Okay, guys, so stop being uncool to Jason Sudeikis. But it's just funny because it's like the same hoodie that they're wearing on this show.
It's like the thing that people are doing. They're all making tie-dye sweatsuits and trying to sell them online. So
really?
It's like, yeah, it's like a thing. And it's, well, I mean, they look comfy. So so they get outside and no one knows how to start the fire. And, you know, Margaret's like, is this a gas fireplace? And Lexi's like, no, we have to put the wood in. The logs are over here, mister. So they're making the fire. And then they're making s'mores. And Tree, she just... She's like, I don't want a marshmallow. Just give me a graham cracker with a chocolate. You know, I had my graham cracker with a little piece of chocolate. And like, you said crapper. Ah!
See, laughing is fun. Not, you know.
And Melissa's like, well, yeah, I'm having a good time. You know what? I mean, you did get mad for 2 seconds there, Teresa. And she's like,
yeah, I don't dwell on shit like some people's. I mean.
And they're like, you do dwell. She's like, ah.
Yeah. So Dolores goes, oh, Teresa, you dwell on shit. Okay.
Well, you know.
So then there's like a noise in the trees. And they're like, huh? what? And then they hear some more like crunches. And then Lexi goes,
oh, I'm not used to this. The biggest thing we have in England is a badger.
And Teresa's like, you want to scare him and run inside it in?
And so they just start screaming and running inside. And then the glass breaks. Because you cannot have a Jersey vacation with a glass not breaking on the ground at some point, you know?
It's like, way to go, Melissa. Throw the glass down at the fire pit where most people will be hanging out, you know, barefoot and trying to enjoy themselves.
Yeah. Now the next Jersey family can be like,
who did this to my daughter?
Well, that was super fun. We will be back tomorrow with Summer House, big Summer House episode. And thank you all for listening. And for those who watched, thanks for watching. And we'll catch you on the next one, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Aaron McNicholas, She Don't Miss No Trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, She Has No Less Namey.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just Saying, Okay.
She's a Little Bit Loony. Junie, She's Always Supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Higher Than High Res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Let's Give Them a Kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're Taking the Gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She Ain't No Shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.